Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Leisha Barkas about the sustainability of the Indianola YMCA. Indianola YMCA held their fireside chat Wednesday evening. First of all, what was kind of the biggest thing that you wanted to make sure that the public was aware of, and where does the YMCA sit currently right now?
My reason for being here tonight is to just really have a conversation with the community. I know there might be a lot of questions flying around, maybe misperceptions, and so I just wanted to be here to be able to be honest about what the current situation is and what we've been working on and answer any questions.
And being able to sum up, I know it's a much larger question than this, but where does the Y sit right now in terms of in the Indianola community?
Right now we're losing a significant amount of money every year in the operations of this YMCA, but we are talking about that. We're getting it out in the community. We're having conversations, and we're working together to find ways in which we can ensure that there is a YMCA in Indianola for many, many years to come.
Well, some of those solutions talked about working with community partners. Kind of expand on that a little bit. Who are those community partners and how that kind of relationship all works together?
Yeah, the community partners, and there may be some out there I don't know about, so I'm happy to be talking to you. So if there are any partners that want to come and be a part of what we're doing, I'd really appreciate that. But generally, it's the city. We pay rent to the city. They own this building, so the city is a major partner. And then the school district and Simpson College have 2080 agreements with the city in order to access the pool and the facilities. So those are the partners that we're working with right now.
Well, what are, I guess, are some solutions? I know you don't have that kind of one-size-fits-all solution, I guess. Just talk about pathways maybe moving forward that the Y can do that maybe people can get more involved with, or just maybe people should know about.
Sure. I would say members, please come join us. We need as many members as possible. Continue your membership if you are a member throughout the entire year. You know, don't stop in the summertime and then come back, because our expenses are still the same throughout the whole year. So please be a member with us. Volunteer here at the Y. Try to get involved. Please call Heather Hewlin and see how you can do that. Contribute to our annual campaign. So we are a not-for-profit organization as a YMCA, and so we do have an annual campaign where we ask for contributions to help support the Y, so please do that.
Well, there was some misconceptions, I think, about the people getting a reduced membership, or just kind of talk about those, I guess, scholarships, for lack of a better word, for people who want to use those Y facilities but maybe can't afford it, and how that kind of affects the Y sustainability, if it does at all.
Well, as a not-for-profit organization, we're here for all people, and no matter who you are and whatever your socioeconomic status is. And so if you are unable to pay the full rate, we offer scholarships for people to come in, and we'll work with people on an individual basis to ensure that they pay what they can, but they also still maintain access to the Y. And that's really important part of our mission, and so that just reduces the amount of funds that we have to work with in terms of membership dollars. So we just encourage more members, as many as possible.
Well, I know nothing's going to happen overnight, but I mean, worst case scenario, let's say this doesn't work out, I guess. What should people know that, hey, it's not going to just happen tomorrow, correct?
Right. It's absolutely not going to happen tomorrow. I just had the budget approved for next year. We are losing $161,000 next year here down in Indianola. And we, I mean the association, the YMCA of Greater Des Moines. So this is not something that's sustainable into the future. And that's why we're talking about it now. And we're trying to solve this problem. Our 2080 agreement does have a clause in there that says if Indianola no longer wants the YMCA to operate this facility, they just need to give us 2 years notice, and the same is in reverse. So if there's something that we cannot continue to handle this and we need to provide notice, it would be 2 years to the city of Indianola.
Well, if someone wanted to learn more about maybe how to get involved, you talked about volunteering. If someone wanted to learn more about that, who should they talk to, where should they go, and what should they know?
Okay, please talk to our executive director here in Indianola, which is Heather Hewlin.
All right, and any kind of thoughts on the meeting as a whole and interacting with the community here?
I loved it. I enjoy this opportunity to get to know the community, to bring everybody together, and to just be honest and to be able to form a coalition together, a community, if you will, so we can to do what's best.
Thanks to Leisha Barkas for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.